Zoomer Radio and back-to-back hits from 1966, The British Invasion, Donovan, Sunshine, Superman, and Under My Thumb, The Rolling Stones on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Coronation Day in London is less than a day away, and if you want to watch it all, better set your alarm for extra, extra early. The crowning of King Charles III doesn't happen until 6 a.m. Eastern, but you'll want some time to prepare the scones and the clotted cream and the strawberries. And the bubbly.
Right.
The coronation is Britain's first in 70 years, steeped in history. As the monarchy looks to the future, for a perspective, no better place than Zoomer Magazine and everythingzoomer.com. Editor-in-chief and publisher Suzanne Boyd joins us now. Good to have you back on the show, Suzanne.
Thanks for having me.
Suzanne, from your perspective, what are you going to be watching for during this multi-hour spectacle and historic event?
Well, I think it's going to be the difference between the Queen's coronation, his mother's coronation, and Charles's coronation. It's such an ancient ceremony and ritual. And, you know, we are so steeped in it because of all the footage we've seen for years and years and years of the Queen. So the fact that he's tried to modernize it, to update it, but still keep, you know, the spirit of it, it will be interesting to see how that comes off.
For sure. There's lots of discussion right now around the relevance of the royal family in 2023, especially for younger people, I find. Is King Charles the royal who will rejuvenate interest in the family, do you think, Suzanne?
I think he will, because I think because even though he is 73 and or is he 76, I mean, he's been waiting to do this job for so long, but he has always had a modern sensibility. I think it's not a really great analogy, but how young people really liked Bernie Sanders during that presidential election in America. He was a much older man, but he stood for certain things that young people like. And I think with Charles, it was, you know, the environmentalism. He's always been an advocate for sustainability. The fact that, you know, he's always been organic and, you know, nature-driven. And the fact that, you know, he's just been there for so long, it's become sort of cool. And I do think it's really the quiver in, you know, the arrow in his quiver really is William and those kids, you know, those grandkids. And I think, you know, the polls say differently, but I think people have warmed up to him.
Speaking of William and Kate and the younger royals, it's always, as it is with the royal weddings, it's always fun to watch all the guests come into, in this case, Westminster Abbey. Who will you be watching for? And in terms of fashion, we women like our fashion, men love their fashion too. Who are we watching for fashion?
Well, I think people will be really looking at Camilla. She's not known as a fashion maven, but the fact that she's being crowned in itself as the Queen of England is jaw-dropping for those who know the history, even though she's been married to Charles for 15 years. So just how she's known to be, you know, this informal sort of horsey lady who loves the country. So to see her, we've seen her in tiaras before, but to actually be wearing Queen Mary's crown, I think that would be shocking. And how she actually does it. I think also, you know, the Queen's coronation, all the, you know, the lords of the realm wore their robes and, you know, their red family heirloom robes, and they have asked for them not to do it this time. A lot less of them are invited, so we won't have that beautiful sea of red robes that we remember from the Queen's coronation, even though it wasn't black and white, but the photos, we know they were red. But, you know, it's going to be more like a royal wedding in terms of it's as for formal day wear is the dress code. So that should be fun with the hat. And of course, Kate is always someone we look at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Meghan won't be there, so won't be able to.
It is too bad.
Wonderful outfit.
Yeah, but we'll have our eye on Harry and on William and on the young royals, as Janie was saying, because they're the fascination for us going forward, right? They're the future, really.
Well, there is, but I think there is something to be said for the institution. You know, it's all through the Queen's reign. There were episodes, too, when it was like, oh, it's over, it's irrelevant, no one cares. And, you know, look at what happened, right? This great swell of admiration and pride for her. And, you know, people have been, you know, they haven't wanted to swear allegiance to Charles and things like that. But I think all in all, it's the institution and it will prevail.
Awesome. For all things royal and coronation, go to everythingzoomer.com. And a reminder that Zoomer's Queen Elizabeth Collector's Tribute Edition is on newsstands now. Suzanne Boyd, editor-in-chief and publisher, thank you so much.
Thank you.